Hello, and welcome to Humans of Agape. We are Agape Europe, a community of people who make Jesus known, so lives are changed and Europe is transformed. We want to bring spiritual hope and help to people from all walks of life. I am your host, my name is Jochen Geck. I work in the Berlin City Hub in Germany, and I'm curious to hear about what God is doing across Europe. Usually, this is how all podcast episodes start, but these aren't normal times, so we decided to try something new. Many of us, including myself, are working from home these days, so when we're not commuting or traveling, we don't find the time to listen to longer podcasts, but we still want to hear about what God is doing. So in this new format, we want to take 10 minutes to share one story, one idea, or one verse that seem relevant for this time. Today, we'll hear a story about how God seemingly thwarts pretty big plans and how he reveals who he is. Meet today's guest, Samuel Palacios.
Hello, I'm Samuel from Barcelona, currently living in New York City right now with my family, Mariona, my wife, my two boys, Luke and Libert. I usually work with Agape in Barcelona. Why we are here in New York is because after a very intense year with the 50th anniversary of Agape in Spain, being part of the leadership team and responsible of some of the preparations and activities for the 50th anniversary, Mariona and I, from the very beginning of this special commitment for that year, for the 50th anniversary, we saw the importance of when all this was finished, to find an opportunity as a family to go out of our context and grow as a family and grow also as leaders for the future coming. It was a perfect in our mind, and God also helped us to see it that way. It was a perfect opportunity for us to close a cycle in Spain, to invest some months to get ready and prepared for the next season coming in our ministry and leadership in Spain. So we managed to prepare this time. As I said, we got a very intense but very enjoyable and a great time of celebrations with the 50th anniversary and working with many people in Spain, in Agape Spain, and having a great time, but also very tiring and intense. So we prepared for the whole family to go to New York. We found a very great opportunity to come here to the city to learn from the team crew in our city, and especially from Glenn and Carol Klankenek, responsibles of the expansion initiative for Crew Inner City. And that is something that I want, especially me, I wanted to learn for the future of the ministry I'm involved with, which is Agape Plus. But as you all know, while we came here in January, and just less than a couple months after coronavirus happened too. So what is our situation right now? We are not in Barcelona. We are in another city. We are not with our family, with our team members. We are in a different city. It's a great city and we love it. We love being here. We love being in New York. It's a city full of opportunities and learning, and we love it here. But our current situation is that we are stuck in our basement in Brooklyn. And so the family now, we are permanently living down here in the basement, having a lot of time together and enjoying the time together, learning from each other and learning from God. We are blessed to be here. I didn't see it like that at the beginning, to be honest. I was very frustrated and not understanding why God made all this to happen, because he did. It was clear for us. All the opportunities he brought, all the fun and all the connections, all the people that we got to know to prepare all this, it was clearly coming from God. So we have a clear sense that God took us here. But it was very difficult to understand why when all this happened. And I was very frustrated. But now I'm learning to see it as an opportunity that God is bringing and God is using for us to learn as a family, to learn also leadership skills, because we still can do some Zoom meetings and learning from other people online. But more importantly, learning in a deeper level, preparing ourselves more in our character, more in our relationships, more in our priorities, and believing that this is the best foundation for our ministry and our leadership. And probably God wanted to use this time primarily for investing in these areas of our life and helping us to grow in all this, because maybe He wants to use it in the future, and we need to be prepared and we need to grow in these areas. Probably because, as I was saying, that's the best foundation for our leadership, our relationship with God, our personal leadership, the leadership of our own character, our relationship as a family, as a marriage, and as for me as a father. And maybe difficult to understand at the beginning, but starting to enjoy this and seeing all the opportunities that I have right now. We are blessed, as I said, because although we are in a basement, we live in a house that has a backyard. And not many people can say right now that every day, unless it's raining, we can go and play in the backyard. And that is a blessing. Some days we are frustrated, but we don't complain. We see this as part of what I told you at the beginning, as God's provision for this opportunity. And this provision is richest that I could understand at the beginning. It has more aspects that I could not see or I didn't value at the beginning. It clearly was the only option for us. We looked for many opportunities for living, for finding a place to live. And this was the only one to happen. So, and at the beginning, we didn't know exactly why, but we were happy to be in Brooklyn and to be in New York. We are well connected with the subway. But now we understand having this place, it's a blessing. And we are also very happy and blessed to be in a house where there's a family, and the husband used to be a pastor for a church here in New York. And it's a really a good blessing for us to have persons like this kind of people very close. Right now, very close. So yeah, although I don't want to be, I don't know, super positive in a false way. I have my very bad moments sometimes, but I totally believe that God is using this time to help me grow in a very deep and personal way. And probably this is what me really needed at the beginning when I understood with Mariona that after this very intense year, we would need a time off. I thought it was more for learning skills and preparing, like planning. And this is important. This is very, very important. But God knew that probably what I needed the most was what I'm experiencing right now, which is hard for me, because it means to slow down and it means to focus on some things that maybe when you're focused on the outside and the team, on the planning, on the next activities, maybe it is hard, but maybe it's less harder than looking inside and finding some things that God is working on, and that probably will provide a better foundation for you to be the next leader or the next, just the person that God wants to use in the future. So I'm happy to experience this and learning to see it as a blessing and taking the most of it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Humans of Agape. If you like this podcast, why don't you take a minute and send a message to your friends to recommend it to them? And it would be really helpful if you could share our Instagram stories. Speaking about social media, you can find Agape Europe on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or check out our website, agapeeurope.org. I'm Jochen Geck. and this is Humans of Agape. See you next time.